Wow, so much to cover here. Tim, take us away with takeaways.
All right, I'll give my top takeaways, then I'll pass it to you, Juan. So we started off with Honest No BS. How do you make data governance catalyst? Everyone should check out your book, because you go into Data Catalyst Cubed about these three keys, which are data governance, change management, and data fluency, and how they all need to come together. And you mentioned that kind of the idea that really sparked this was that you're talking with John Ladley, who I know many in the space know for his governance work, that there's a lot of BS going on is kind of and that a lot of folks are thinking that data governance has failed, or that it's scary, or that it just needs to become data enablement. And you mentioned that as you were thinking about the words and the concepts that really capture more of the active approach that we want to take, that catalyst and catalyzing really kind of stood out. And that's where kind of this data catalyst concept came from. And, data literacy is very predominant right now. And really data fluency is a much better term. And it emphasizes something much more around not just knowing how to read a dashboard or something like that, but being able to actually know, what are the right questions to ask? What are the right actions that I should take based on this information? And change management is one of the most underinvested pieces, and folks need to spend more time on that. They need to understand it more. It's a discipline that's been around for a long time. And then governance itself doesn't have to be something scary or bad, right? It's important, and it's something that's already happening. Last I'll mention is, you mentioned kind of data fluency, change management, data governance. It's multiplication, right? They multiply with each other. That's why it's cubed. And that's because if any one of them is zero, then everything goes to zero. Yeah. So I think that's a good way to think about this.
Yeah.
So Juan, what about you?
Okay, sorry.
Okay, so we talked about the incentives, and you're honest, no BS. Data governance isn't necessarily meant to be fun. There isn't really a casual Friday for governance, right? So we got to focus on where do people struggle within their job. So in a perfect world, what would you be able to do that you can't do now if you really understand that data? You could really leverage that data. So it's really understanding the what's in it for them, what's in it for me, because that's how we're gonna make their lives easier. Governance is the execution and enforcement of authority. And you talked about the governance bill of rights. Use the right data at the right time, at the right way. You need to get the right people involved with the data, hopefully making the right decisions. And I love what you said, you ask people, how many of you are governing your data? Not everybody raises their hand. You're like, no, raise your hand, because it is already happening. You just need to know how it's happening and so forth. We talked a little bit about AI and how, yes, AI can help generate that metadata and so forth, but it's really right now AI is able to ask all these questions, but we need to understand where is this context coming from? How is it vetted, approved? What is critical and so forth? And I mean, that's governance right there. AI governance and data governance, I mean, at the end of the day, like that definition of governance applies regardless of data and AI. And AI governance is a lot about human behavior also. That's an important aspect too, not just governing the AI agents and the models, but also the humans who are using this AI. And we kind of, I brought up this whole point of why do we do governance and data? At the end of the day, work is at the center. And you said, well, we have this governance at the point of use, which is where decisions are made, where actions are taking place. And I think we also talked about how to think about this work at the center, we have people are actually going to be those catalysts. And I think the people who are going to be doing those change management are the ones who are going to understand the business and be able to go influence on the business side and also the technical side. Because we can't just measure outputs anymore. Outcomes need to be always the focus of doing this. And then for me, the big thing I love is governance has been informal, inefficient, ineffective, and consistent. And we just need to take the in away so it can be formal, efficient, effective, consistent. And this also applies to AI. And don't forget, governance is not a new thing, and it's always been there. And just the way we do governance needs to become our culture. This becomes our norm. How did we do?
I have this feeling that you guys did this before. Did you do this before? That was brilliant. That was great. I mean, I think you covered it really from beginning to end, the things that we talked about.